Where are they now? I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you who we're looking for next on MHSAA Perspective. The source for high school sports in Michigan has gone mobile. You can now access all the great features of the MHSAA website from your smartphone. You can find directions to a school, check out blogs, news, and podcasts, keep up with your favorite team, and even submit scores when you're at a game. Watch MHSAA.com for mobile apps, coming soon to your iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. It's all part of the MHSAA family of websites. For over 20 years, some of the top student athletes in our great state have been recognized by the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. Over that time, 512 young people have been honored, with each receiving a $1,000 scholarship to help them in furthering their education. What a great investment Farm Bureau has made in our state and its young people. Over $500,000, and we tip our hats to them for their continued support of educational athletics. What started in 1989-90 with a boy and a girl being honored in each of the three sports seasons, fall, winter, and spring, then expanded just a few years later to recognize a young person in each sport in which the MHSAA sponsors a postseason tournament, and most recently, the award again expanded and now are distributed proportionately by class, A, B, C, and D. We've gone from 6 to 24 to 28 to 32 kids being honored each year. And where are those 512 people today? Well, that's what we'd like to know. For example, where are the sisters from Houghton Lake? Elsie Jury, who won the 2003 award in girls soccer, and her sister Erin, who won the award in 1999 in girls volleyball, and a brother act from the Thumb, which won the honor in football, Michael and Matthew Kiefer from Elkton Pigeon Bayport in 1992 and 1995, respectively. How about the 1993 recipient in softball, Kelly Holmes from Plymouth Canton, who is one of several Scholar Athlete Award recipients in the MHSAA record books. Her record-setting achievement is striking out 24 batters in a 7-inning softball game, which is also a national record. And whatever became of the first Upper Peninsula recipient, Donald Bunin of Iron Mountain, who scored the first touchdown in the Mountaineers' 28-8 victory over Manchester in the 1993 Class C football finals at the Pontiac Silverdome. What we'd like to do is highlight what some of the Scholar Athlete Award alumni have done since their graduation from high school. One person we don't have to track down is Carmen Kennedy, a 1995 recipient of the award in girls basketball from Detroit Renaissance. She was a multi-sport standout at Renaissance, but probably made an even bigger mark by actively raising the profile of women in sports through her local efforts. And after graduating from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, she returned to Michigan to first teach and coach in the Troy School District, and she is now the athletic director at Grosse Pointe North High School. She was recently appointed to a 2-year term on the MHSAA's governing board, the Representative Council. We've already heard from a few of the previous recipients, and if you're among this proud group, we'd love to hear from you. Visit the homepage of the MHSAA website for more information. More after this.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
This year's applicants and finalists for the Scholar Athlete Award are being announced this week, and during the month of February, the 32 scholarship recipients will be announced. This year's scholarship recipients will be honored at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing on March 26th. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.